Good morning, Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show. Coming up in just a little bit, about 8:25 this morning, we'll hear from Clark Howard. He'll give us some money-saving tips. But how about a health tip this morning? The Mayo Clinic's John Wall, Dr. Wall, joins us this morning to talk about the National Health Checkup. So, Dr. Wald, what was the reason that the Mayo Clinic decided to kind of survey Americans about health?
Well, Bruce, I appreciate the question, and it's great to be here with you this morning. And Mayo Clinic decided to survey health to start to reach out beyond our walls to get a better understanding of what the barriers and opportunities were for creating a healthier America. And we know that medical care is not going to be delivered just face-to-face in a single interaction down the road, but it's really about keeping a healthier workforce and a healthier community out there. And to do that, we need to understand what the barriers and opportunities are for individuals from all walks of life across America. And Health Checkup was one opportunity to start doing that.
I understand there's kind of a difference in attitude depending on how old you are. What did you find out related to that?
Well, there are a number of differences, not only based on your age, but on your gender. We found that there's a healthy skepticism in the 30-somethings that when we asked them, will you lead a healthier life than your parents, only about 50% of them thought that they would lead a healthier life. But when you spoke to the folks that were in their 70s and 80s, they clearly saw that they had led a healthier life than their parents, and they hoped that their children would also lead a healthier life. We also saw key differences in the sexes, with women much more likely to do things that would lead them to a healthier life, such as exercise or eating right. And critically important, women are over twice as likely to schedule a critical screening exam in 2016. Only about 24% of men had plans to schedule that critical screening exam, such as colonoscopy or a prostate evaluation. And although we know women are health managers in the family, we have to have men step up and start taking responsibility for their own health.
We're talking this morning to Dr. John Wald of the Mayo Clinic. They have conducted a first-ever national health checkup. That one comment you made that was very interesting, that a certain age believes that health in the future will not be as good as it had been. You would think medicine always is evolving, that there's things that are taking place. Why do you think an attitude like that exists?
Bruce, it's a great question, and I think there are so many changes going on in American healthcare right now. Every day in the news, we hear about this changing or that changing. On the plus side, we often hear about the next generation of research that's defining hope and opportunity for cures for cancer or ALS. But as we start to enter the medical workforce, if you will, and our 26-year-olds are starting to look to get healthcare, they have a lot of questions and concerns. So I think it's a healthy skepticism, and it's up to us in the medical profession to define for them what that next generation of wonderful, successful health care will mean for them.
What does this health checkup enable us to do moving forward? What do you use this information for?
I'm sorry, but I think the key part of the health checkup is it really takes a pulse on where Americans are in identifying the barriers and opportunities to remaining healthy. So we know that there are barriers such as work-life balance, which prevent our workforce from being able to lead a healthier life, finding time to exercise, and finding the right foods at the right cost in the workplace. And so as we define these opportunities, we can start putting things in place that can help Americans lead a healthier life, because a healthy America means less times going to places like the Mayo Clinic for complex medical care down the road. So until we understand Americans and what their needs and desires are, we really can't work with them to empower them and to put solutions in place to help them.
Based on this checkup, what are some of the excuses or barriers or reasons why Americans don't think that they can maintain their health or stay healthy?
Well, the number one barrier continues to be work-life balance and finding time in the workplace and in your workday to find getaway time to exercise. Number two is the cost of eating healthy. When Americans go to the grocery store and they see packages that say healthier food or less calories, oftentimes that means a heftier price tag associated with that. And there's a lot of education that we can do to say, just go down into the produce aisle or the vegetable aisle or other sections of the grocery store where there are healthier, more reasonably priced alternatives that can lead to a better balanced diet and a healthier diet.
So if people want to find out more about this checkup, what information they have, or get an idea of how to continue on as they branch out into a new year, what's a good place for them to get details?
Well, we'd encourage them to go to healthcheckup.mayoclinic.org, and we have results of the survey, which people can peruse. But more important are links to other sites, which will help people identify opportunities to lead a healthier life, links to sleeping better, eating right, or finding the right time or the right exercise for you based on your individual needs. And that's healthcheckup@mayoclinic.org, and I would encourage all of your listeners to go out and check it out.
Our guest today has been Dr. John Wald, the medical director of the Public Affairs Department at Mayo Clinic, joining us this morning talking about the first ever national health checkup. Dr. Wald, thanks for sharing the healthful advice this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and have a great day in Cleveland.